Shocking surveillance video shows an 11-year-old girl fighting back when a man attempts to kidnap her at a school bus stop in Florida. Jared Stenga has been arrested and charged with attempted kidnapping of a child under 13, aggravated assault, and battery.
You know, when this story made national news last week, it was just, it was, and we said this a lot last week when we were talking about it, that thank goodness it worked out how it did. Still very traumatic for the mom, for the child, the girl. But as a made-for-TV crime, attempted crime, and then result with the video and everything else. Again, great outcome and from a law enforcement perspective. Joining us now, Chip Simmons. He is a sheriff in Escambia County. Chip, it's been a little bit of a busy week for y'all.
Yeah, it's been last week obviously was pretty hectic. As you mentioned, it ended up well, but man, it could have been bad. And then we've been busy the last couple of days as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, as we all know, very terrifying circumstance, and yet you found the guy, quickly surged to the area, and your officers did a phenomenal job of law enforcement following leads and, you know, resolving the case. In the last couple of days, it seems like we've had a lot of things happen as well. Where to start? I guess at D and Young we had a shooting, is that right?
Yeah, at G Street and Young, we had a shooting. Yeah, G and Young. Two people were hit. One was hit in the arm, one in the chest. It's unknown condition. I don't know that their injuries are considered life-threatening. And then we had, just overnight, I had a report of a deputy's got a report, at the Ashton Inn on Navy Boulevard was robbed. Black male was reported to have entered the lobby area, approached the clerk with a sharp object, ordered her to remove cash from the drawer. So we're looking for information on the robbery of the Ashton Inn, which is on Navy Boulevard. That was reported just last night. We did catch a couple of bad guys. We had one of our off-duty sergeants, Sergeant Godwin, was working, and he noticed some male juveniles burglarizing vehicles at the Nissan dealership on 6100 block of Fence Club Boulevard. He was able to confront them. We had multiple units arrive. K-9 track was conducted. We arrested two of the three juveniles. One of them had a .40 caliber handgun on them. We're still looking for the third suspect.
Wow.
So we had, a couple shootings were working, and we also had those the robbery and then the car burglars from last night.
When you say juvenile, to me, a 12-year-old and a 17-year-old are a very different thing. And when you tell me that one of them's walking around with a semi-automatic pistol, you know, .40 caliber, that's a serious gun. Do you know the age, roughly?
Yeah, well, one was born in 04 and one was born in 03.
Okay, so 17-year-old. Okay, all right. And see, you said at a Nissan dealership, that's outside of the normal profile you and I talk about of going through cars in neighborhoods to try to find cash and guns in the car. What were they doing at the dealership?
Yeah, that's correct. And that was kind of your first question when you look at that. And, you know, a lot of people park their cars at the dealership to get them serviced or to get them repaired. And I guess they're walking through and trying to find actual people's cars that are for sale, because I can't imagine, they're trying to steal much. Now, that we have had people in the past actually try and steal cars. You know, I guess some dealerships maybe have loaner cars or something in the areas where they think they can actually steal the car. But my understanding was it was more for people's cars that are just waiting to get serviced.
You know, honestly, I've always had this question because I know it's commonplace for repair shops and dealerships, if they've got your car, to leave it open. You know, not the keys are in it, but it's open when it's on the lot. That's a good reminder that at 9 o'clock, those cars should be locked too, right?
Yeah, no, I agree. That's maybe just a reminder to the businesses also to put those, those signs up. I know a lot of people businesses do have the sign to say not responsible for items left in the car and that sort of thing. So I know when I drop my car off, I make sure that all my stuff is out of it, and obviously try to lock it up, and then you give them the keys. So, yeah, it's a good reminder for for people, for car owners, and also for business owners.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how thoroughly you do it, but I will always take my garage door opener. I will typically take my documents. I mean, you know, anything that I don't want the car connected to my location, and obviously any valuables I don't want to leave in there either. So, you know, just kind of things you might not think about, but they can be helpful. You said several of the cases in a row, so if you mentioned this one and I missed it, I apologize. But I thought we also had a murder in the 2300 block of Blunt Street. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. That's the one I was going to talk about. We had one, a homicide, actually, and we were looking for two people and persons of interest, for people we wanted to talk to. One was a Kimberly Smith, which we did find. We did locate her. Talk to her, but we're also looking for Glenn Bartholomew. So, Glenn, if you're out there, you know, come on, go and talk to us. Give us a call. Come on into the office. Right now, we just want to talk to him as a person of interest. So, if anyone can let us know where Glenn is, we'd like to go and knock on his door and just have a conversation with him.
All right, very good. We're talking to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Chip, question I have for you, and I don't, you know, I always like to ask questions I don't know the answer to. I don't know the answer to this. We've been having a lot of conversation about homelessness in our community, and obviously you're very familiar with this, having worked at PPD as the chief and now at Escambia Sheriff's Office, and even at the county, you know. One of the claims that's been made is that there's been an uptick in violence connected to people who are experiencing homelessness. Do you know whether that's true, not true? Do you feel comfortable saying whether you think there's been more of that over the last, say, year or 2 years?
Well, I think that what you have to look at is the overall stats. We don't log homelessness crime itself. In the address portion or the residence portion of the report, we'll put where someone lives, but we don't have a way to just say, hey, let's look at all of the homeless crime.
Okay, so it's not an index stat. I got you.
And then have to figure it all out. Right. So what? Now, I will tell you that it depends on your perspective. I mean, if you're the victim of a crime, then obviously it's more and more dangerous. But I can't say that my guys have told me that there's been an uptick in violence, you know, perpetrated by individuals that are homeless. Now, I will tell you that, anecdotally speaking, I can tell you that we have had some violent crime associated with some people that claim to be homeless. We had reported, if you recall, a lady was hit in the head with a stick on a convenience store about a week or so ago.
Yes.
And the suspect there was reported to be homeless. But again, that's one. We have to do a lot more research to really be able to say, yes, there's been an uptick in the violent crime associated purely with the homeless population.
Okay. All right. Well, that's helpful, you know, to know that it's not tracked. And then I guess that raises the question of whether that's something that should be tracked. I don't know the answer to that, but that's kind of, I was just curious what your take on that was, since you're the expert on law enforcement. We're talking to Chip Simmons, Sheriff. You know, a lot of times we have you on and we get to talk about bad things, but we have had a couple of fairly good things. One good thing is that you had the Marcus Point Baptist Church Appreciation for Law Enforcement ceremony recently, right?
Absolutely. You know, first I'd like to mention, Andrew, we talked a little bit about the attempted abduction that happened last week, and I just want to make sure that everyone understands how proud I am of the men and women at the Sheriff's Office. I talked in one of the two press conferences, if not both of them, that we put about 50 deputies on the case right away because we understood the immediacy of the situation.
Right.
So I just want to make sure that everyone understands what it took to capture that guy in such short order. Again, investigators, patrol deputies, our command staff was out there. And if you had the opportunity that I did to go into the investigative, what I call the war room, and see everything that was going on, all the people that had different assignments, and then wrapping them all together, I'm just very proud that it happened the way it is. I'm relieved, obviously, that the little girl is safe. We're obviously happy about that. It ended well. Hopefully this guy will never see the light of day again. But I just want to make sure that before I really get into some of the good stuff, that people understand that that's good stuff too. There was very good police work, and I'm very proud of that.
Absolutely.
So you talked about the Marcus Point. Yeah. Pastor Godfrey and that group, they do it every year, and they call it Hero Sunday, I believe. But and we're honored to be able to go up there and to talk to those people and to just – enjoy that they feed you, and then they talk about how much we're appreciated in the community, not just law enforcement, but first responders and our military. I think if we take a step, or take a second and look at where we are as a country and where we are as a community, there are a lot of people that we owe a great deal of thanks to.
Very good. And it's, I know it's one of the perks of living in this area that you get a lot of community support, which is, as you well know, not true around the nation at a lot of other places, unfortunately. Hey, last thing is, sometimes it's big stuff, sometimes it's little stuff, but it's always stuff that matters to somebody. I think y'all might have rescued a kitten this week. Is that right?
Yeah, you say the little stuff. It doesn't get any literal than a little kitten. But, yeah, right near the sheriff's office, there was some people gathered around, a storm drain. And then a couple of our deputies, the assistance of, I think, a firefighter, were able to get a little kitten out of the storm drain. And I think one of our crime scene technicians is interested in adopting the cat. So it's, most of the time, what we do is we serve the public, and we just assist people, and sometimes sometimes it's dogs, sometimes it's little kittens.
No, that's just wonderful, and that's the point. It's a wide-ranging scope of duties, and one of the things about being a cop is there's a lot of every day you can see something you've never seen before or do something cool that you might have never been able to do before. Sheriff Chip Simmons, we certainly appreciate the time and certainly appreciate the work that you do, keeping our community safe and in all the different facets. So we'll talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet. I'll take care.